Read this verse. You could have said it. ईहन्ते अकर्महेतवे
ईहन्ते अकर्महेतवे
ईहमानो हि पुरुषः
ईहमानो हि पुरुषः
प्रायो अनीहं प्रपद्यते
प्रायो अनीहं प्रपद्यते
अतः
So this is how the Bhagavatam or common sense you I was thinking from common sense. If I was doing fruity, somebody told me not to do it, and they're screwing out. Nobody can lie, they have their own responsibility. So fruity, on the contrary, should be encouraged according to their own liking. So the day is going to come when they'll get fed up. That is the point in this verse. It's very nice. And eventually, the same person will be acting without the fruits. We can explain to them that if you do fruity activity, you have to work very hard. And you are born, you have to go in time, come in time. The mood has to be ready any moment. This is bandhan, this is bondage. But it's same thing you do in temple. And there is no bondage, no fruits, and you enjoy more. Healthy condition is there. But slowly they recognize. In the beginning they don't do. So go along. This Prabhupada was giving one example, you know, that a lady has a small child. So she wants to go to do some housework somewhere. She has only accepted that for return. So she has to take the child with her. So what she does, that she goes to that house, give the child a plaything ball or something. And the child is engaged in playing. So till the time she finishes the housework. Now for her it's time to go away picking up the child. But child is so very engrossed in play that if she picks up, then the child will cry. So she doesn't want the child to cry. So what the expert mother does, that she plays with him. She will throw the ball, child will pick up. The child will be very happy, mother is playing with him. And then after a while, she will put the ball on inside, pick up the child and go. He won't cry. That is a wish. These are children, fruit aid. Do fruit aid. There are verses in Bhagavata, third chapter, that an intelligent person should work like fruity worker. But his intention is Krishna. So that's why we play with them. We are also buying, we are also selling, we are also constructing. But our whole goal is Krishna. So this is how they will slowly come back. If you tell in the beginning, they'll freak out. They say, you're not practical. They go away. So don't do that. That is the meaning. Now, go, finish the book.
Oh, for this, Sutta Goswami declared to the great assembly of sages at Nainisharanyam, Ataha Pumbi Vija Sreshtaha, Varna Shama Vibhagasaha, Swanustisthasya Dharmasya, Samsiddhi Haritoshanam. O best among the thrice born, it is concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging his prescribed duties, dharma, according to caste divisions and order of life, is to please Lord Hari. Bhagavatam 1.2.13. According to Vedic principles, everyone must act according to his classification as Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha or Sannyasi. Everyone should progress toward perfection by acting in such a way that Krishna will be pleased. Samsiddhir Hari Koshana. One cannot please Krishna by sitting idly. One must act according to the directions of the spiritual master for the sake of pleasing the Supreme Personality of God. Mm-hmm. And then one will gradually come to the state of pure devotional service. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.12, Naiskamyam api achutya bhava bhajitam na shobhate jnanam alam niranjanam. Knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible God. Jnanis recommend that one adopt Naishkamya by not doing anything, but simply meditating and thinking of Brahman. But this is impossible unless one realizes Parabrahman, Krishna. If there is no Krishna consciousness, any activity, any kind of activity, be it philanthropic, political or social, simply causes karma bandhana, bondage to material world. As long as one is entangled in karma bandhana, one must accept different types of bodies that spoil the human form of facility. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 6.3, karma yoga is recommended. Arukshomune yogam karma karana muchyate yoga rurasya tasyaiva shamaha karana muchyate. For one who is a neophyte in the yoga system, work is said to be the means. And for one who has already attained to yoga, cessation of all material activities is said to be the means. Nonetheless, karme indriyani samyamya ya asti manasa smaran indriyatani mudatma mityachara sa uchyate. One who restrains the senses and organs of action, but whose mind dwells on sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. Bhagavad Gita 3.6. One should act for Krishna very seriously in order to become fully Krishna conscious, and should not sit down to imitate such great personalities as Haridas Thakur. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur condemned such imitation. He said, Dushta mana tumi kishela vaishnava pratishtara tare nirjanera tare tava harinama kevala kaitava. My dear mind, what kind of devotee are you? Simply for cheap adoration, you sit in solitary place and pretend to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But this is all cheating. Recently at Mayapur, an African devotee wanted to imitate Haridas Thakur, but after 15 days, became restless and went away. Do not suddenly try to imitate Haridas Thakur. Engage yourself in Krishna conscious activities, and gradually you will come to the stage of liberation. Muktir hitvan yata rupam swarupena vivasthiti.
African man, an extra pigeon, every minute he wants to sex. And what can you, how can you iterate? You can't wait till some beautiful girl comes in front of us. So we should not honestly, that is the meaning of, what is the main identity, rather than most of us. In Bhagavad Gita it is very nice that we should be only situated in our own duties. We should not accept other people. And that's why we can't imitate. He was whipped in 25 days. And if you are one, if you are one. Don't try to imitate. Try to find out your own level of spiritual strata and start from there. And we all know our own strata. And if you don't have any strata, say instruction. You'll have strata. Whenever we give class on Bhagavatam, each word has got to be displayed. And for that, Prabhupada's synonyms are very helpful. He gives you the points to meditate. So please try to study yourself. And hardly you can touch one point, one word. What to talk of the 10th word? You require at least 2-3 hours to go through. We have hardly 45 minutes. 45 minutes is a joke of Bhagavata. It is a joke. But show them how to study. Then they will relish. Otherwise we are not touching. We are just licking the honey bottle from the outside. That will not give us the taste. So, important literature. How can we finish it? And that too, 4-5 new fights are sitting. Nobody is interested in. They are interested in show. nice pendant will be there, the suits will be there, our clothes will be ironed, silk and... The simplicity I have yet to find out. Why silk and robes are there? You can use it. The more elevated you are, you should put the jute clothes. You should have jute clothes really. And he said, they are very useful here. It's cold country. Jute will be warm. And no need of blanketing. These antiseptics are there. Other dirt. Jute. You know jute bags? If you look at the grains in India. Best clothes for you. Best. All should use jute. The more elevated your duty is, it should be jute. Not the other, the silk and Tom. And any Tom, Dick, Harry and silk and man, what do you do? Harry Mahasaya never touches anywhere, he is silk. And he may have one or two pairs, and on the occasions he is nicely decorated. Otherwise, the jeans is a mockery. Devotion is completely absent everywhere.
There's a nice sense about this in Brahma's Puchaka and Brahma's prayers. Prabhupada says that absolute devotional service conducted in 9 different spiritual activities, hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, praying, etc., does not always appeal to people with a pompous nature. They are more of
who appeal to the people
with a pompous nature.
The pompous nature.
They are more attracted by Vedic superficial rituals and other costly performances of social religious
shows. No, this. Shows.
Sure.
This. See, this, we are this. Diluting the whole thing. And then, Sindhya Rose comes. In India, Ashanti jeans will do. And he is someone. A nice dhoti should have put on. But he can't put on no clothes even because he's begging in there. So Krishna will take him. Please. Somebody else to the sincere devotees. Show this way. I'm very serious about Bhagavatam. We are just thinking about fruity karma, dharsha. Observing fruity activity. And this way, every word could be very deeply understood and explained. And these are, if we prepare 12 words, at least one word will appeal to them. Whatever in 45 minutes you do. I mean, it's just only speak on one word, and the time is over. So these are the our studies, must be real studies. We are not after any degree or anything. So we are completely free of the fruit. And that will be that person who is completely free from the fruit does the duty very nicely. And you see, we are really, you could find out that verse, realize.
8-1,
what is it? 14. 14. 14. A nice verse. It's very, very appropriate. So this shows that Bhagavatam is a common sense. Our all these tenets, these are very important. They are all common sense. Suitable for a healthy living. No force is required. And this is only one word, karma drishya. That Pritak Vidha also, we can find out the same Pritak.
Pritak is
different. Yeah. Pritak Dhyaya.
Yeah. Those basically differently, and those who are thinking differently.
Those who are thinking differently. Well, the basic idea is, from Bhagavad Gita get Mamma Yamamsha, Jiva Bhutasana. All are my part and person. So why should you discriminate? And if you do it, then you are consumed by the dead health or dead results and suffering. You suffer. You discriminate and you suffer. In some way it is very nice to say in Bhagavad that discrimination is as good as death. To that extent you suffer.
So Atmanascha parasyapi.
Huh?
Atmanascha parasyapi. Yaha karoti antavudra.
Huh.
It is here. Kirtan.
Krishna Swayamprabhu from Delhi, he was an IIT professor in Delhi.
Krishna Swayamprabhu.
Oh, Krishna. Krishna's mother. Oh. What is it?
Okay.
Krishna,
instead of books
and the basic checkbooks, it's a basic. Prabhupada gave
these
40.
Number
one is?
You want the original or the
business. And you get checkbooks.
Checkbooks and it's not limited.
Checkbooks. Checkbooks are the business?
Yeah.
That's what's happening in the initiation at the moment,
yeah, everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
as the example of Sankarsana. Majority is the force of truth.
Yes. What is the point? Truthful with that.
Yeah, differentiation.
No. What is that? This death.
Death is 3:29-26.
3. Start only to tell the earth, your class is over. You should tell them that word by word we are discussing. And see, in one word, time is gone. So how much you require for the whole Bhagavatam? Is your life sufficient? But life is too short for only Bhagavatam. How much we should be busy in it? Mere running, reading also is not possible. So what to talk of this thinking about all the verses? And Prabhupada, how much he might know, how much time he has invested? He has written. We are not able to think about it. And we are keeping the aside, you know. Prabhupada didn't know really our culture. Man, he knew his culture. he not fit for the time. Why did you come to him? For Rasgulla? And now then you put a trouser and t-shirt and I want to create a class and not a mass. I mean, you are the part of the mass. You are converted into class. And now we want class. And class means only a trouser and t-shirt. That is your class. I want to preach a class and not this mass. Man, you have forgotten all your past. What were you? And now you think that, oh, you are a class, so you want a class. You are created by food, from mass to class. And that is our way. We have to try to pick up when they are ready. This is Pratagriya, very nice place. Then go to them. Diya karma drishya udurashaya. Ha. Pratagriya. Diya karma drishya udurashaya. Udurashaya is this.
Mean-minded.
And we are always mean-minded. But we are very happy if we have broad-mindedness. That is our experience. They said Gandhi left everything and broad-minded was he. Tried to be bread. And he was worshipped all over the world. Prabhupada also, how much broad-minded he might be, just to pick all these rascals and rogues and drunkards and meat fish eaters and should be very broad. Vishadashaya, it is 429. 429.
Yes,
Bhagavad Guna. He only, he did this. But Bhagavad Guna, he said that now we are going to have yoga class. Prabhupada didn't change anything. Bhagavad Guna Katana, Vyagrasa didn't change. He was telling Bhagavad Guna, and people were hearing with eager ears. As he said, we don't want to fit into their timetable. They should fit into our timetable. There was one, Gorakhpur. Gorakhpur had, they have one dharmic sastra, you know, religious. Gorakhpur.
They distribute the Gita.
Gita, Gita. So they have some, their own already. So there was one 95-year-old, this sannyasi was there. So he will always give lecture at 5 o'clock in the morning. And they will travel at 5 o'clock. I mean, so he will not give other way. He read so many books and everything, but he will not talk. He said, I'm talking at 5 o'clock. He said, what? Come. No. And people, the crowds were going at 5. So by changing, why we should leave our kirtan and go to the city yoga? For those rasas, and then again, to cultivate few white people, you have to change your dhoti to trouser. And he was very, in his accent, he said, tomorrow I'm giving the lecture. Somewhere. He said, are you going in this course? Or? Yes. How do you say in this course? Then why should you go there? What are you preaching? This is useless. He said, we are diluting everything. We are real rascals. This man is very nice. The preaching is very sense. What is the essence now?
Cheating.
Cheating. Yes. So we are not devotees, then we cheat. Cheating is the essence. The more you can cheat, you cheat. The program starts at 7 o'clock, he comes at 9 o'clock in jeans.
Yes, sir. I hope sir, you want to take over your senior devotee. No, I don't know. He didn't have any clue what was going on, obviously. But the way he doesn't, even if he reads, he doesn't understand. So nobody could teach him much. But your position.
What position they have?
But it comes in thousands.
Material positions are there. Yamaraj is not going to agree. We simply, they are not scared about anything. We are really a impersonalist from our root. We don't believe that Krishna is there in our absence. Why should we believe that? And these are all Krishna devotees. What are they going to create? I would have taken his jeans and let him go naked. Summer now. Facility is essence.
Facility is the principle.
Principle, that's yes.
As long as I get facility, that's it.
That's it. Facility is the principle. Without deserving facility, you won't have it. And you believe, yeah. We are cheating. That is very nice, cheating. Yeah. Cheating is preaching. Teaching is essence, cheating is essence. You don't want to do anything, we preach. Everybody talk, yep. ഇത് നവീനന്റെ ജന്മം എന്തായി തന്റെ രുക്മിയമാണ്. Please stop this and come to this wide-heartedness or whatever. Mean mind always reduces ourselves. For those who are very selfish, in their behavior, they always lose the health. Even fruiting workers, they are very magnanimous. Fruiting workers are not mean. We are more mean than the workers. So-called karmis, we call them. The karmis are more magnanimous. Man, they are maintaining their properties. They are maintaining their fabric. They are maintaining their status quo, children, education nicely. And then again they come to the temple to serve or donate something. And we cannot manage in their donation. And we don't have family. We don't buy the house. We don't rent the house. Frankly speaking, those rastas should manage the temple community. Why should we be in between? How much sacrifice they are doing, man? We do it. And nobody comes to you that my child is to be educated. And we always go to the higher between to eat this and boga. So the begging must stop. We are required to beg because we are not with Bhagavatam always. Bhagavatam is there and begging should be absent. And if you are really with Bhagavatam, you don't require anything. And really, if you don't require anything, the devotees who are trying to serve you, they are not overburdened. Otherwise, they will be hurt. We are already suffering. We are doing sinful activity. Means we have to suffer from sinful actions. And that is if we want to eradicate the sinful actions. But instead of eradicating, they are increasing. And instead of begging, you tried your heart to get some property or whatever, suddenly your income will be there. No need of going to anybody and spreading the hand. Only one thing is required: sincere study of the Prabhupada wrote Bhagavad Gita also afterwards. He made the main goal of his existence to translate this. And you see from his equivalent synonyms how appropriate they are. They are self-explanatory. So more than translational purport, we should insist on his synonyms. In one word we can understand so much. So before we go to the translation, we should try to relish the synonymous word. And the message is already there. What? Kesit Kavadeva, yeah.
I was just thinking about that.
How much clear it is.
And imagine that verse, you translate in a synonym, very powerful one.
Mm-hmm.
Just right when you said it, I was thinking
of it. Yeah, what is the number?
7:5:30.
6:15?
Oh, yeah, 6:15.
Oh. In the morning you are telling him, Parayana, Vasudev.
The devotion of man is
not the Parayana.
ITI. Is it? Penance.
Yeah.
Austerity. Parayana, completely attached. Only to such service. Without dependence on austerity, penance, cultivation of knowledge, or pious activity. Without dependence.
APKP. APKP we remember. We don't depend upon APKP. It's austerity, penance, knowledge, and pious activity. APKP. Who can be? Who can be? Have we really any time? And whatever time we have, we are really wasting it. Frankly speaking, we will waste 25 hours in 24 hours. There is no limit for our waste. Our whole life is wasted. 80 years once. Single word from birth. And just gone like that. And then they think, where are they gone? Don't know really, what did I do? Whatever regarding this I did was the most beneficial time. Otherwise, apart from this, I did so many things. Sense and nonsense. Both are gone. Waste of huge life. You people are lucky, not even half the life yet. You have plenty of time for traveling. Please stick to this and propagate this. There will be few people with you, but few are better. Without this, everything is a waste. And we'll be full of all these inequalities.
Okay.
I mean to say, a discrimination will be there, fruity activities will be prominent, and we'll be mean-minded also, without Bhagavatam. But with Bhagavatam, discrimination will be completely absent. Fruity activities will never touch. And our mind will be always and plus because of these favorable tendencies will always be reasonably healthy. Self from Bhagavatam is one only in this way is a blessing. Even 10 can do it, we must stay together. We can't equal. Is writing something for study. You should only organize sincere study of Bhagavatam. 2 hours we should not do anything, only discuss 1 verse. Must try to study page to page, you know. To that extent, the group must be consistent. It is how long you will take to study this. But our nature should be like that. If you open any verse from Bhagavatam, you will go through very immediately. At least you will do here and there few verses. But then by regular study, you will have that habit, and then you will not miss anything. And preaching will be just like a plaything for you. When any verse comes, you are meditating on the verse. That happens with me. I don't go even to all the equivalents, one equivalent and finish. I am habituated that. So even here, I didn't do anything. Only this. And that was running reading. I didn't really much meditate. But then slowly it is that because of the running reading and discarded by every corner, I was very serious about this. You don't know anything, you don't know anything. 1,000 times I was hearing during the day. I was trying to know what. You're no good. That's why I'm here. If I am good, I'll be outside. And Khichdi man, I had to find out the rice from broccoli. That Khichdi broccoli, only broccoli. I told you people that Karna was born with kavach and kandal, and you are born with broccoli. You are pakoda broccoli, khichdi broccoli, everything broccoli. And I had never seen broccoli in India. In my house also, it was completely absent. Nobody bought broccoli. Everything else was born, not broccoli. Here I come, only broccoli. Big bunches of broccoli.
They got it from breakfast Monday.
Yes, it is. So serious. They should have broccoli outside. Broccoli, I hate it. For 7 years I had to take a rice piece. Rice was absent. Everything was there. And lovely, lovely there, she eat it. Otherwise, it's lovely there. Anyway, that gave me a nice time for Bhagavatam. So please try to habituate yourself. And go to the next. Para udayena.
By others' flourishing condition.
This is the most. We can't tolerate that. Harsha means to be blissful, to be happy ourselves. That is harsh. And amarsh is a word in Bhagavad Gita. Harsha amarsha Bhagavad Gita. Mukto yasama vitriya. I think it is 12.
12
chapters. 12 chapters. What is amarsha desi?
Harsha from happiness and amarsha distress.
It's not distress really. Here it is distress. But here amarsha means not to tolerate the others. Prosperity. That is also distress, isn't it? We are dukkhi. Parasukhi dukkhi. We are parasukhi dukkhi. Somebody is happy, we are really happy. Par dukkhi sukhi. Parasukhi dukkhi. And as soon as you are unhappy, that affects your health. That's why to be happy always is a great thing. When the children come, they don't know how to smile. Their parents might be beating them daily or whatever. They don't the chance to smile. Some of them, after coming to our school, they develop the cheeks to smile. To that extent, our whole culture is completely buried. And some other cultures, so-called, are thrust up. These are full of deceit. In Christian church, on our Kadar road, they have to name it Prem Mandir. As a church, it cannot run. People may not go. But Mandir, we go. And Prem Mandir means to love, he said. Church is at Morrow's, you know. They were visited by anybody. There is nothing to visit there. We don't believe in Murti Puja, you know. But the places which don't have Murtis or some Puja going on, we never feel like going there. Then there must be some difference, isn't it? Why we don't feel like going there? Church is there, nothing, it's all there. Some cross is standing or whatever. No, nobody knows even what it is. We are afraid to go to that hall. It's all there. And the deities, even a small child can go and run and come back. He's not scared. The deities are there. So there must be some difference. Both halls are halls. But empty hall, nobody will go. With murtis, everybody will go. But we are dukkhi. Paravudayan. From others' prosperity, we are so very dukkhi. That Krishna is all prosperous. So we hate him also. So he said, I don't want to see that. I don't really want to have that. Next time I'll come. He cannot see Krishna standing on the earth. If I can go my way, I will stand on the altar. Krishna will be on the road. All sir. He said, we are completely hating the Supreme Personality. Because he's all in all, you know. Today, I have come to the temple. Satandi's mother like tea, you see. And a stool bag. And Radha mother enjoy the stool bag. But we are so late. Today I am coming. With all the trouser and baby and full of stool. And then go there and pray, and then mother is lucky. And the other mother just waves his eyebrow and he's dead. He says, no, then. Why voluntarily we don't accept his supremacy here? And formally, so I remember very well, in Vaishnava community, in our village, there were rich persons. Few of them were very prosperous. Nobody talked about them, or no. There was no competitive spirit. The competitive spirit was absent, that we had to compete with that person. things are going on. Let him do it. Now, if one child runs very nicely, another man will just never hear of the same child. Till he is killed. Third one is, in Bombay Trails are together. You can't see one child running very nicely. And I remember villages, the grocery shops were there, cloth shops were there, so cloth merchants were there, they were busy. Groceries. Few groceries were very busy, but nobody wanted to open the grocery shop because they were busy. No competition. It was. We were there, their whole attention was to the transcendence. Some of you, I don't know how. The Ullabas Hari did or whoever. But the whole thing was very nicely done. They must be very, very, very elated in the beginning at least. Even now the basic faith is really very strong. There is no preaching and this guru swimming the gurus. That is their effect. Otherwise this Sumati Maharaji was from Udarsur. This Srinaji in Chopati. Srinaji, what is his name? Srinaji? Mopatlar. Masrinaji and other one. They both are all the cream combination in Mopatlar. In the beginning, the preaching was very powerful. The masses were converted. And basic faith is still there. Sriji Baba, they call Srinaji. They worship, they go to Nathadwara. Even now from Bombay, daily, whole the goods train goes to Nathadwara with all bhoga and everything. All good compartments, they're full, very charity. So many things are going on. But the systematic way, there was nothing in it. Prabhupada tried very systematically. Very make it, and he wanted not to spoil the things by mistake committed by other people. But unfortunately, his duty life was very limited. And that's why he did not be able to do what he did. In a short period, he had to succumb to so many inabilities. No Indian was with him. So it depends on all this. Good stuff. But these people, they had Americans coming to them, helped him to print his books. The greatest rarity. And because of those books, and books are the basis. Now, cheap books are the basis. They are very expert. Books are there, cheap books. He's very nice. The IT student. So he is temporary president.
Chicago.
Also from Chopati?
No, he's not a student. He was a professor at IIT.
In Delhi. America, in Delhi.
And he's a disabled Ramapad Swami. So oh. He's like 55.
Oh, so he's mature.
Yeah, mature. So he. For a few months, he's temporary resident in Chicago. And what he's done is, he just came and he made everybody pretty much, he has three classes a day or four classes a day.
Oh, that's good. He's
hearing Bhagavatam and Nectar Devotion and Bhagavad Gita.
That's very good.
He even stopped Harinam to some degree, just because he said you have to hear first, otherwise I'll wait until outside.
It's good in the beginning at least. You should continue this momentum. Otherwise in Chicago, as I told you, there was only one speaker was invited to speak. So he sat on the session and he was to start the class. So all the tape recorders were there. So he says, all tape recorders are here. I have also my tape. So he put his tape in the tape recorder. And I said, oh, so there was a tape recorder. And there was a nice class. Nice person, tape to tape. This is Chicago. Once Rampad Maharaj was there. So they requested me to give the class. So I told Maharaj is here. He's here today. So I went upstairs and told Maharaj, class, you know, I'm busy, I'm dealing with emergency in New Zealand. I mean, Krishna is here, and what are you doing with emergency? He didn't come then. I continued supporting. But there are hardly 2-3 devotees. Half hearted. Indian devotees always very good. My wife in India.
Or finding a wife in
India. Or finding a very good wife.
Yeah.
Or how to earn money. That was their intention. Bhagavatam, all right, go on. The thing is, because you are not interested in Bhagavatam, always there is danger of crashing down. It's not fall, it's a crash. And crash and fall is different. And naturally, house falls down. But because of the nuclear blast, it crashes. So falling down could be tolerated. But crash can never be tolerated. And you do anything, particularly women, in one offering we made, we remember in Granthra, had given no loans, no women. No women and third one was there. No women, no loans. Something was there. I was reading sometime. I had that copy. No loans was there. No girl should be there. Third thing was there. Anyway, these are the things. And girls or women can any time take it down from your ears of sadhana. That thing is a very dangerous thing. You should not look at it. Right? This is why these Swamiraya people, they are restricted from looking. But they are doing physically. Mentally, I don't know what it means. We should wind up from that side. Voluntary.
There is this Krishna group, I just met them on the street. They're a very intense Krishna group. They don't have any name particularly, but they don't live. They just have bicycles and they go around preaching. They don't have any place to stay or anything. They eat very simply. And there's some women in the group, but the men aren't allowed to look at the women at all, and the women aren't allowed to look at the men at all. They don't even glance at each other. Very austere. They're living under some tree somewhere or something. There's some tent or something. They go around them, but...
This is Bhagavatam.
Yeah.
This is Bhagavatam, really. Very, very detached. He's living Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam insists on detachment. Bhakti, Parishavana, Bhuvirakthir. These three things go together. We start the devotional service, chanting. Then Parishanuho, we are experiencing Krishna. And as soon as chanting is there, experiencing of Krishna is there, Virakti is the natural result. He is forced to be treated. This Swayamjyoti Prabhu is in difficulty. But he doesn't feel difficulty till he is with Krishna. So he runs to perform puja. He runs to the temple as much as possible. contradict somebody there. Why? Because he feels all right in bhakti. And Paresh Anubhava, and always in devotional service, their experience of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. So I gave one instruction in Abu Dhabi, that these are the appointments with Krishna. Here we are talking with Krishna. So we should not miss this. We should continue long. There are appointments with Krishna. If you don't change, you miss the appointment. If you don't change Gayatri, you miss the appointment. If you don't save from Ketan, you miss the appointment. You don't study, you miss the appointment. So let us keep as many appointments as possible with Krishna. And you are safeguarded. Then there is no need of any other guard. The Krishna is guarding you. And we are hidden from birth before birth. We are all protected by Krishna in the womb of mother. Otherwise we will never have tolerated that misery. Certainly, we know Krishna. So that's why Prabhupada Maharshi, again he has joined us to him. Yasya Prasada, Prabhupada Prasada. This is Yasya Prasada. So if you don't miss this, then there is no other bad quality. That verse is very nice in Bhagavatam. Yasyasti bhaktihi yugati akinchana sarvahi gunahi tatra samasati samasati suraha harava bhaktasya kuto mahat gunaha Manavarthya Nasato Dhavate Vahi. Yes, yes, he was saying, Pujati has not been sent up.
The demon is second. 5th canto, chapter 18, verse 12.
Okay, 5:18. Yes, yes, he was saying, 5:18. This is the night. This is the
Sanskrit. Translation? All the demigods and their exalted qualities, such as religion, knowledge, and renunciation, become manifest in the body of one who has developed only devotion to this great personality of Godhead.
What is it?
5:18:12.
This is the extension of Paravudayana. Otherwise we hate others. But as soon as bhakti is there, we know that everything is possible for everybody.
On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities. Even if he is adept in the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor to maintain his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man?
We are very expert to cheat Krishna. Cheating is the propensity. Hey Krishna, you're all in all, but for a while you're not there. And that only freedom is the knowledge of this. Who can cure this? Unless you are really scared to come back and again in this unknown Tijara Valley, you must follow these things. Otherwise you should be afraid of them.
Perception of the evil of the evil of first
evil. That is not for you. America.
There's no
birth. I'm all right. If I get in, I must be in America. This is you. Yes, this is. All these disqualifications are mentioned can be cured in one go in Ramban, like Ram's arrow, everything vanishes. He shows the exact target. Such as not Ramban.
V-A-N.
Ended under God. Then Pallavu is or mean-mindedness or fruity activities or discrimination immediately vanishes in one go. This verse should be quoted in the last when it is all the iniquities. Pallavu then repeat.
Udayana. By other flourishing conditions,
Arpita
given up.
Given up, yes.
Yeah.
Rage,
heart.
Heart.
Rujaha. Anger.
Anisham. Always. Always. You give anger also. Otherwise you are angry really. Why is he flourishing? I must flourish. So we run around here and there. Santosham Ruttanam. Yes, Sukham Shanta Chetasam. This verse, Santosh Amrut Truptanam. Yes, Sukham Shanta Chetasam. Real Sukh, if you are satisfied with the nature of Santosh, satisfaction. And you are really happy. Shanta Jyotasam. You are peaceful with your system. To be peaceful with our system is very important. In your body, different disturbance in your relationships, usefulness in your eating, usefulness in your sleeping. Every day, usefulness is painful. So how many times we should shout around that not to come to the Bhagavad Gita is the source of all our disease.
Paran Duruktair Vidutanti Arundatha
happened to the whole world should be meditated. That they kill. And see, you may do good for living it in. But if they're hard sometime, you remember that you spoke like this. You don't remember the good words.
Because some people argue, many devotees argue that if you try and if you don't, some devotees say that harsh words means truth. They say that we are being truthful, we are being honest. You are couching things in sweet words, diplomatic.
But could you convey it in a very nice way?
Nice way.
Can you be harsh on it?
Yes.
See, if the blind man is there, and if you say that you are blind, he'll feel it. But you go near him and ask him, how did you lose your sight? Same thing. There's a difference, personally. How did you lose your sight? And then, mother is a very nice word. Any lady you call mother, and she will be dancing while you read. But if you go and name my father's wife, same meaning. What is the difference? My mother was my father's wife. So I'm calling my mother with my father's wife. She didn't even jump. How much difference? Same thing. You always have to be Jewish. My mother, my father's wife. How are you? She must be. If she's strong, she's weak. So please. Harsh words for that. That's a whole life is dedicated. So Durashaya, this Pratandiya, Karma Drusha Durashaya 3, and Paran Udayena.
Arpita?
Paran Udayena.
Arpita?
Arpita. That is one. That is four. And Rudra Janisha, 5. And this is 6. Durukti. Then go ahead.
Tan unto them. Ma, not. Our deed killed.
It is the conclusion. That these 5 things those who have, don't kill them. Don't say, Tan, Ma, our deed. Daiva.
Daiva, by providence. Vadan, already killed.
They are already killed by providence. Hmm. So,
Bhavat, you, with a half light.
That's it. So last line is nothing. These 5 things are important. And he says they don't kill because they are already killed by their own iniquity. So no retaliation really is the message. But, and you will come across all these 5 people in the society. You can discuss this very nicely. There are always prithivis, the karma drusha plenty, and durashaya always there. Purudayana, arpita, always. Rudra Janisham always. Durukti plenty. I shout and scream at it. And those who utter Durukti, their faces are gone, you know. So don't try to kill them. Otherwise we have a revengeful attitude. So, Bhagavatam puts a lid on the revengeful attitude. So it may not come up. And we are rebelling against these people. But because of Bhagavatam's lid, we are completely peaceful in these atmospheres. As I always tell you in our, there was Lalu Marwadi, someone Marwadi Lalu. And he was selling oranges. So in the morning he would come. And we children will always abuse him and throw stones at him and whatnot. He said, children, do anything, buy my orange. He was concerned with buying orange. So I remember it, and then he became Lalu Seth. Big merchant he became. But he was very honest. Do anything to me, I'll treat. He said, do anything, read Bhagavad Gita, Guru Kriya, whatever. We are going to come across all these people. But our goal of existence is to utilize our every second of our existence to enjoy it ourselves and not to come back again. And the next verse gives us the same thing. Read the translation now.
My dear Lord.
Translate this verse.
It's after that, isn't it? The same. Persons who observe everything with differentiation, who are simply attached to fruitive activities, who are mean-minded, who are always pained to see the flourishing condition of others, and who thus give distress to them by uttering harsh and piercing words, have already been killed by Providence. Thus, there is no need for them to be killed again by an exalted personality like you.
Go to the purport.
Persons who are materialistic and always engaged in fruitive activities for material profit cannot endure seeing the flourishing life of others. Except for a few persons in Krishna consciousness, the entire world is full of such envious persons who are perpetually full of anxieties because they are attached to the material body and are without self-realization. Since their hearts are always filled with anxiety, it is understood that they have already been killed by Providence. Thus, Lord Shiva, as a self-realized Vaishnava, was advised not to kill Daksha. A Vaishnava is described as Paradukha Dukhi, because although he is never distressed in any condition of life, he is distressed to see others in a distressed condition. Vaishnavas, therefore, should not try to kill by any action of the body or mind, but should try to revive the Krishna consciousness of others out of compassion for them. The Krishna consciousness movement has been started to deliver the envious persons of the world from the clutches of Maya. And even though devotees are sometimes put into trouble, they push on the Krishna consciousness movement in all tolerance. Lord Chaitanya advises, Trinarapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sanishmana, Amanina Amanadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. One can chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking himself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Vikrashika 3. A Vaishnava should follow the examples of such Vaishnavas as Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, and also Lord Jesus Christ. There is no need to kill anyone who has already been killed, but it should be noted herewith that a Vaishnava should not tolerate the blaspheming of Vishnu or Vaishnavas, although he should tolerate personal insults to himself.
The next is now retaliation.
Yasmin yada pushkaradava maya,
Yasmin yada pushkaradava maya,
Durantaya sprishtadiyaha pritakrishaha,
Durantaya sprishtadiyaha pritakrishaha,
Yes, when Pushkara Nava Mayaya.
Pushkara Nava Mayaya.
By the illusory energy, of Pushkara Nava.
Pushkara Nava.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Durantaya. Durantaya.
What is the meaning of Pushkara Nava? Pushkara. Pushkara is the very famous deity. Pushkara Raj. It's a big lake. The Brahma's temple is this the only one temple.
Nava, the lake from where Brahma comes out?
Maybe Nava.
Now and then name.
Never very Brahma comes there.
Pushkar is Brahma.
Pushkar is Brahma. Pushkar may be Brahma.
Durantaya, insurmountable. Prishta Diyaha.
Prishta
Diyaha.
Bivildit. Pritat Rishaha.
The same persons who see differently.
Same persons who see differently.
Purvanti.
Purvanti.
Do. Tatra.
Tatra.
There.
He.
Certainly. Anukampaya.
Anukampaya.
Out of compassion.
Out of compassion.
Kripam. Mercy. No.
Never.
Sadhavaha.
Sadhavaha.
Sacred persons.
Sacred persons.
Daiva Badan.
Daiva Badan.
By providence.
By providence.
Today.
Today.
Being done.
Being done.
Kramam.
Kramam.
Promise.
Promise.
Translation. My dear Lord, if in some places materialists who are already bewildered by the insurmountable illusory energy of the Supreme Godhead sometimes commit offenses, a saintly person with compassion does not take this seriously. Knowing that they commit offenses because they are overpowered by the illusory energy, he does not show his prowess to counteract them.
Very nice. We know that he is controlled by the Maya.
It is said that the beauty of a tapasvi or saintly person is forgiveness. There are many instances in the spiritual history of the world in which many saintly persons, although unnecessarily harassed, did not take action, although they could have done so. Parikshit Maharaj, for example, was unnecessarily cursed by a Brahmana boy, and this was very much regretted by the boy's father. But Parikshit Maharaj accepted the curse and agreed to die within a week, as the Brahmana boy desired. Parikshit Maharaj was the emperor and was full in power both spiritually and materially. But out of compassion and out of respect for the Brahmana community, he did not counteract the action of the Brahmana boy, but agreed to die within 7 days. Because it was desired by Krishna that Parikshit Maharaj agreed to the punishment so that the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam would thus be revealed to the world, Parikshit Maharaj was advised not to take action. A Vaishnava is personally tolerant for the benefit of others. When he does not show his prowess, this does not mean that he is lacking in strength. Rather, it indicates that he is tolerant for the welfare of the entire universe.
So nice. Everything is unit towards